Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens.
Good morning, and what a morning it is. Just when you think you can ease back in after the holiday.
The market throws a massive curveball. Let's get right to it. Equity futures trading has been halted. What is going on?
It's a technical issue, but a major one. CME Group is reporting a cooling failure at one of their data centers. So everything, S&P, NASDAQ, Dow futures, is offline until further notice.
Wow. So how does that impact the open? Are we flying blind?
Essentially, yes. The cash market will open, but we're missing that crucial pre-market price discovery from the futures market. Expect a volatile, choppy open as traders try to figure out where things should be. It's a real spanner in the works.
And this happened against a pretty positive backdrop, right? What was the mood before the machines went down?
The mood was great. It was supposed to be a quiet day. The major averages were all up over 2.5% for the holiday-shortened week. The market is still running on fumes from those reinvigorated hopes for a December rate cut.
Got it. So the underlying sentiment is bullish, but this technical glitch is causing some serious short-term jitters. I'm seeing CME's own stock is down about 0.7% pre-market.
Makes sense. It's not a good look, even if it gets resolved quickly. It just adds a layer of uncertainty nobody wanted.
Let's shift to some huge corporate stories. I'm seeing a lot of chatter around AI. Specifically, NVIDIA and OpenAI.
Two sides of the same coin. The Financial Times is reporting that Chinese companies are effectively training their AI models to access NVIDIA's chips, working around restrictions. It's a constant cat-and-mouse game there.
And the OpenAI news?
That their data partners are sitting on a staggering $100 billion in debt. It just highlights the sheer cost of building out this AI infrastructure. It's a land grab, but it's being built on a mountain of leverage.
Incredible numbers. Okay, let's hit some individual stocks making moves. Tilray is getting absolutely crushed this morning, down over 12%.
That's a direct result of their previously announced 1-for-10 reverse stock split going into effect. This is a classic move, often to stay compliant with exchange listing rules, and the market rarely sees it as a sign of strength, hence the big drop.
Right. On the positive side, Boeing seems to have some fuel in the engine.
A big win for their defense division. They locked in a nearly $4.7 billion contract with the U.S. Army to build Apache helicopters for international customers, including a huge order of 96 for Poland. That's a very significant deal.
Definitely a bright spot for them. I'm also seeing more labor news from Starbucks.
Yes, the strikes continue. An additional 2,500 union baristas are joining what's being called the longest strike in the company's history. It's a persistent operational and PR headwind they just can't seem to shake.
And any M&A buzz to watch?
The big rumor is that Comcast might be considering a higher bid for Warner Brothers Discovery. That saga is clearly not over. Also, on a done deal, Ottawa has officially approved Anglo-American's purchase of tech, so that's moving forward.
Interesting. So bringing it all together, what are the key levels you're watching for the indices once the dust settles from the CME halt?
Well, the analysis suggests we're in a consolidation phase, with cautious optimism. For the SPY, the big level to watch is 680 on the downside. That's your line in the sand. To the upside, resistance is at 685. It's a tight range.
And for the tech-heavy QQQ?
Same story. Support is at 615, and the ceiling is at 620. The market is coiled pretty tightly. And importantly, the VXX is stable, suggesting this isn't a panic-driven event. It's a plumbing problem.
A plumbing problem that could flood the open. Okay, final thoughts. What's the one thing traders need to focus on at the bell?
It is 100% about the CME restart. When do futures come back online? The open is going to be messy. My advice is to let the initial chaos play out. Wait for the systems to come back and for the market to find its footing. The underlying bullish narrative is still there, but today, the machines are in charge.
The machines are in charge. A perfect summary for a wild pre-market session. That's all the time we have. Thanks for the breakdown.
Anytime.
And thank you for tuning in to The Morning Dose. We'll be back to help you navigate the markets. Have a great trading day.